Well, we have been repeatedly warned after COVID that another pandemic is inevitable. Well, that hasn't happened yet. But there is another virus now spreading through large parts of the world. Monkeypox has infected people in Africa, Europe, and now the United States. Matt Bamford reports.
A virus has jumped from animals to humans and is spreading rapidly around the world, but it's not COVID.
Monkeypox is a rare, potentially serious virus.
Despite the name, monkeypox comes from rodents and was first detected in Africa in the 1970s. Closely linked to smallpox, it spread through close contact and droplets, causing rashes, aches and blisters. It's fatal in 10% of cases. Now it's on the move. There are at least 36 suspected cases in Europe, several in Canada and one in the United States. Enrique Perez is from the Pan American Health Organization.
On May 18, Portugal confirmed that in this month there have been more than 20 suspected cases of monkeypox infections, both in the Lisbon region as well as other regions. 8 patients were detected in Madrid. All the cases have been diagnosed in men who have sex with men.
In the US, authorities are also trying to track down the source of its most recent infection. Dr. Erica Shenoy is from the Infection Control Unit at the Massachusetts General Hospital, where the patient is being treated.
The risk factor here has been men having sex with men, and so that sort of close contact. And that makes sense because the way this is spread is through both respiratory droplets with close, very close proximity, face-to-face respiratory droplets, but also direct contact with the lesions that have virus in them.
It's unclear why the virus is spreading so quickly, but it could have something to do with a waning immunity to smallpox. Professor Rainer McIntyre is an epidemiologist with independent expert group AusSAGE.
The resurgence of monkeypox is related to a couple of different things, but mainly potential waning of immunity from smallpox vaccines. So the smallpox vaccine protects against monkeypox. It's closely related to smallpox, this virus. The last mass vaccination campaigns were at least 40 years ago, probably more like 50 years ago.
Professor Adrian Esterman from the University of South Australia says it's too early to say if COVID has had any role in helping to spread the disease.
We know that if you are immunocompromised, then you are more likely to catch a virus like monkeypox. And it could well be that because so many people have had the SARS-CoV-2 virus that their immune systems have been affected, but really we don't know at this stage.
So should Australia be concerned?
Yes, I think so, because it appears that it's probably been spreading for a little while without being realised. Australia is one of the countries that never had mass vaccination against smallpox. It's probably more vulnerable than somewhere like the UK or the US, which did have mass vaccination.
Professor Rainer McIntyre says the health authorities here should be on alert.
Well, we need to have our infectious disease surveillance systems able to detect cases of monkeypox and high level of awareness in primary care, in GPs and also in hospitals. Many people may just go to their GP with a rash and feeling unwell.
And if it does arrive, Professor Adrian Esterman says there's one preventative measure everyone's familiar with.
Mask up. If it did come here, then wearing a face mask would obviously greatly reduce the chance of you being infected.
Epidemiologist Professor Adrian Esterman, Matt Bamford reporting.